Welcome to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's shaping our future. I'm Alex, and as always, I'm joined by the ever-curious Jamie.
Hey, everyone. And yeah, Alex isn't joking when he says deep dive. Today, we're tackling the beast of machine learning, XGBoost optimization. And trust me, if you thought this was about boosting your Xbox gaming skills, you're in for a surprise.
Definitely not about gaming today, Jamie. XGBoost stands for Extreme Gradient Boosting, and it's a powerhouse library that's all about making machine learning models faster, more accurate, and scalable. It's like giving your data science projects a supercharge.
Okay, supercharging sounds cool and all, but what makes XGBoost so special? I mean, there are tons of machine learning libraries out there.
Great question. What sets XGBoost apart is its efficiency and performance. It has these system-level optimizations, like parallel processing, cache awareness, and even hardware acceleration with GPUs. Plus, it's designed with scalability in mind, meaning it can handle large datasets with ease.
Ah, so it's kind of like the sports car of machine learning libraries. Fast, efficient, and able to handle the tough terrain of big data.
Exactly, Jamie. And just like tuning a sports car, optimizing an XGBoost model requires some finesse. You've got to adjust the hyperparameters, manage memory usage, and keep an eye on overfitting to ensure your model performs its best.
Hyperparameters? I've heard that term thrown around a lot. Those are the settings on your machine learning model that you need to tweak, right? How do you even start with something like that?
Spot on. Hyperparameters are the knobs and dials for your model. Starting with a baseline model is key. You set some initial values, like how deep the decision trees should be, or how fast the model learns, and see how it performs. From there, it's all about tuning and testing.
Sounds like a lot of trial and error. Is there a secret recipe for getting it right?
Well, if I told you, I'd have to. No, there's no one-size-fits-all answer, but there are strategies. Using early stopping to prevent overfitting, adjusting the learning rate, and playing with regularization parameters are all part of the mix. It's like seasoning a dish. You've got to adjust to taste.
Now I'm hungry for knowledge, and maybe pizza, but let's stick with knowledge for now. So, you've optimized your model. How do you make sure it's ready for the real world?
Real-world readiness is all about scalability and deployment. XGBoost shines here because it can scale horizontally for distributed training, thanks to integrations with Dask, Spark, and Kubernetes. This means it can handle massive datasets by spreading the workload across multiple machines.
That's pretty cool. But what about when things go wrong? I mean, it can't all be smooth sailing.
Ah, troubleshooting, the bread and butter of any tech project. Common pitfalls include overfitting, slow training times, and memory errors. But fear not, solutions can be straightforward, like increasing regularization for overfitting, using GPU acceleration for speed, or enabling out-of-core computation for large datasets.
You make it sound so easy, Alex. Before we wrap up, any final words of wisdom for our listeners diving into XGBoost?
Absolutely. Remember that optimization is a balance. Focus on understanding your data and problem first, and then use tools like XGBoost to find solutions. And never underestimate the power of cross-validation and thorough testing to validate your model's performance.
Wise words indeed. Well, folks, that's all the time we have today on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We've boosted our knowledge on XGBoost, and hopefully, you're feeling a bit more ready to tackle your own optimization challenges.
Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. And hey, maybe even drop us a review if you learned something new today. Until next time, keep nerding out. Closing fades in, then fades out.